Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Harmony Foundation podcast series. I'm pleased today to be joined with Taryn Devoto Noonan, who is the owner and founder of Purpose House Sober Living in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Fort Collins.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here.
Thanks.
Thanks for taking the time to come up to Harmony and to share your new program with us. And we're excited about talking about it to others so that folks can learn about you. You've got quite a story about your recovery journey.
Yeah.
You're a person in long-term recovery, so I'm just kind of curious, what kind of motivates you to get out of bed in the morning?
Well, right now, a whole lot, actually. This sober house has been a dream of mine for a really long time, so that's a huge motivator. Like I was talking with you earlier about, I mean, I'm a dad, so being a father is the coolest and most rewarding thing I've probably ever done, probably the biggest miracle of my recovery. And really just the fact of, I don't know, the ability in recovery to grow on a daily basis is really cool to me, that just getting out of bed and just giving every day everything I've got and being able to grow mentally, physically, spiritually on a daily basis is just, it's a miracle to me, honestly.
Yeah. So, and giving back, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Giving back.
Yeah.
And creating a legacy for your daughter.
Totally. I mean, exactly. And making her proud. And mm-hmm. Yeah, making her proud is
fantastic.
Huge. Yeah.
So you launched Purpose House. Why is that important to you?
Giving back. Mm-hmm. It's a huge one. Yeah. Giving back is probably number one, really.
Did you have an experience in sober living that made you feel like it was something that you could give to others? Or did you have a really good sober living experience? Most times people say that they've had a subpar sober living experience and they think they can do better. And they have these ideas of what they want to look like. What was your experience like?
I've had both. So I went to a terrible sober living home. Mm-hmm. And then I went to St. Paul Sober Living, which is a phenomenal sober living home. Yeah, I think that played a huge part, was St. Paul Sober Living and all the guys that I met in St. Paul Sober Living. I mean, eventually after a relapse, you know, came back and essentially saved my life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that experience played a big role in it. Yeah.
And what was it that made you decide Fort Collins was the place to put it?
Well, I mean, I dreamed of opening up a sober living house, came way before I even thought about where or when. So, I mean, there was the dream, and then I met with Bryce, kind of got his background on how he made it happen, and then realized that he made me realize that I didn't have to have it as like a 5-year goal, that I could make it happen now. So then I just started doing some digging and seeing what was available in Fort Collins, and just realized that there was just a huge gap and sober living resources. So,
and that's true. There's not a lot of resources.
Yeah, there's really not. Mm-hmm. So that was just like, you know, the dream and then meeting with him and kind of him telling me how he did it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that there was such a gap was just like, just kind of a higher power moment. Mm-hmm. Just like the stars just kind of aligned.
Listening.
Was like, yeah, it's like, this is what I need to do.
That's great. Like, yeah. Bryce Hancock, who's with Mile High Sober Living, for those that are listening, is Mile High Continuing Care is what they've kind of repurposed themselves to be, is really kind of forging the way down in the Denver area around what they're doing. So he's a great mentor.
Yeah, he's a great mentor.
He's a great deal of respect for their program and refer to them as well, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. So where'd the name come from? Why Purpose House?
So really the word purpose was really big for me. I mean, coming from a life in addiction where we're really just like merely surviving, you know, like it's a day to day, drink to drink, high to high, to then be in recovery and really be able to find your own purpose and live a life of purpose was the big motivator for the name. Because we all have a purpose here, you know, we all have it, no matter what it is. No matter how big or small, we all have one.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think we lose our way around that and forget about it.
So totally.
When you're in early recovery, especially understanding what that purpose looks like can be kind of confusing. But I think that it's a really great name and really relevant. I wonder what somebody would expect if they come to your sober living. What would their day-to-day look like for them?
Yeah, so, I mean, we offer a lot of freedom. I mean, our, you know, our curfews are later. I mean, it's a fun town to be in and live in, you know, in recovery. So we do have, you know, a lot of freedom, but we also do, you know, expect a pretty good amount of accountability from our residents. really for their benefit more than anything. But we do expect them to get a job, you know, work 25 hours a week or community service or school, whatever they prefer. We are 12-step based, so we have our meeting requirements and sponsorship requirements and, you know, just building that foundation of recovery through the 12 steps. And I mean, really want to build just a community based home, you know, where it's home for them. Mm-hmm. Like, and they're really able to build on that foundation and explore, you know, their own purpose and whatever that may be for them.
And I forgot to mention that this is a men's specific sober living.
This one is men's specific. Yeah.
18 and over.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. And yep. And you go as high as 50, 60, 70.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Totally.
So we always like to get to know the person behind the program. So I'm going to ask you a couple of personal questions.
Okay.
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 If you had a giant billboard and you could put any phrase or saying on it that you wanted to advertise to the world, what would it be?
Oh, so this is like my personal advertisement billboard.
It doesn't have to be about Purpose House. It can be about anything.
Okay. Be yourself, I think, would probably be the one, which I think is always kind of an ongoing thing for a lot of us because we're all continuously growing and learning who our true authentic selves are. But I think just always being that true authentic self is so big, the best way to connect with others and love with all your heart. And
I like that. I don't think we do that enough, but
yeah.
And if I were to offer up the word harmony, what do you think it means to live a life in harmony?
Harmony, such a deep-rooted word. I think I would say to live a life in harmony, getting to a place of self-love and acceptance. And I think we live life of harmony, you know, within ourselves. I think we live life in harmony with the world around us, you know, by being, you know, selfless and just trying to be the best person we can be, you know, living life in harmony with our closest circle, with like the people we love most, just offering like our unconditional love and support to them. So yeah, I think just self-love and acceptance.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks.
If someone wanted to access your services at Purpose House, how could they get in touch with you?
So we can go to our website if they want to find out, you know, more information. It's www.purposehousesoberliving.com. If they have more detailed questions or want to, you know, chat about the program or getting in, my cell is 970-274-2329. If they prefer email, they can send an email, contact@purposehousesoberliving.com. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, we're really happy to have you in the community, and Harmony's already referred you one client, and so we expect that'll probably continue to grow. So for those of you that are listening, I certainly encourage you to check out Taryn's new place, Purpose House Sober Living.
Thanks for having me. You guys have been great.
Well,